Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The weekend's almost here, so things can't be that bad. That's why the Triple Threat wants to remind you that...
Kirkwood, wrapping up the show, final segment. And we do it at the final segment of the Thursday show. We do each and every week a little segment we call Life Doesn't Suck. 713-572-4610. We ask that you text what you've got going on that's good. Make us feel good heading into the weekend. Clint, we don't even need to start reading texts yet. You've got a good Life Doesn't Suck. You're flying out at 9:20 today.
Flying out at 9:20, going to Vegas with the fellas for a little March Madness.
Life doesn't suck.
Life does not suck. And I tell you, awesome. I'm sitting here, obviously sitting here at Twin Peaks, as you've mentioned multiple times, and they are, I mean, I can literally, not that there's a ton of games on right now, but there's several. We can see every game on the clearest pictures ever, and there's not a bad line of sight in the place, man.
No. On-screen or off-screen?
And I think they cranked up the thermostat for March Madness here because the beer is down to 27.6 degrees.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for a place to go watch the games. This would be it. And by the way, we'll mention right here as well that the games, you can hear the games tonight on Sports Radio 610. We're carrying Westwood One's coverage of the college basketball tournament. It's presented by Twin Peaks and games currently on CBS Sports Radio 650. They will move tonight after Texans All Access over here to Sports Radio 610. All right, let's keep it moving here. By the way, which sports book are you going to hang out in this weekend?
We did the Cosmopolitan, had one last year.
Okay.
It's a small one.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. The good thing is I got one of my buddies he's like a super organized dude.
So
I'm sure he's got the seats, the drinks ordered, the food,
perfect.
Where we're going
to be. That's a good friend to have.
So I just like, I love it. I just get out there and just kind of Cadillac through the day. Baby.
There you go.
Nice.
There you
go. Nice. I'm going to throw out a by proxy LDS. An old buddy of mine, Rick Lanfer, was all OVC as a defensive end at Murray State back in the day. His boy Ja Morant is going berserk against Marquette right now.
Yeah, he's
so
their
for
star
my buddy
player.
Rick, life doesn't suck.
Yeah, yeah. 15 points, 14 assists.
This
last
is unbelievable.
Last they fired his stats up there.
He's
putting
on a show.
Murray State's going to beat Marquette and move on to the round of 16, which I don't have a big problem with because Marquette's head coach is Steve Wojciechowski, and he played point guard at Duke. He was a slap-the-floor point guard at Duke. So screw that guy.
You look like if you were a basketball guy, you'd be a slap-the-floor
point
guard.
Do you think? Really?
Yeah, you see.
I would not say that about you.
Nah, he's a pretty intense guy.
I rely on my athleticism.
Look, we had a little connection issue early in the radio, and I thought he was going to slap the floor during that. I can only imagine what Ja Morant be doing to him.
I was ready to slap somebody, that's for sure. All right, let's keep it moving. March Madness started, something to keep me interested until baseball, LDS. May I interest you in some free agency talk on Sports Radio 610, dear listener?
Someone's feeling pretty good about herself. Mommy makeover complete. 3 weeks out and I'm smoking hot. Love my new tummy and tatas. Gonna be in a bikini on the beach for honeymoon. Life doesn't suck.
Wow. If I weren't spoken for,
unbelievable.
If I weren't spoken for, I'd be bogarting that number right
unbelievable.
There.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. Just got a promotion, was working in the field, and now I'm working in the office. I finalize tomorrow, LDS. I've never had a job where I've had to work in the field. You know, I assume that, you know, that's, you know, you're out and about, you're out there all day, you're grinding and whatever. That moving from the field into the office probably is a level of cushiness that should not be taken for granted by those of us that are in jobs like this where we're sitting in comfy chairs all day looking at 27.7 degree thermometers for cold beer.
Especially if that field is a reference to the oil field.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, especially that. Especially that.
I don't care what kind of field it is.
I'd rather be in the office.
The only field I put my time in on had stripes on it. I'm done. They break, about to smoke my buddy's Mexican pizza.
That's a listener right there.
Don't get choked, homie.
That's a listener.
Flip any birds in anybody's face.
Right.
We're doing Life Doesn't Suck. Text in what you got going on that's good. 713 572-4610. I live in Deer Park, still breathing, looking forward to a better tomorrow. LDS. I heard the shelter is done, I think, over there, right? Is what I thought I saw in the news.
Shelter in place?
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I think. I don't want to be irresponsible with that, so don't take my word for it if you're planning on not inhaling benzene over in that direction today.
Well, I know this is Life Doesn't Suck, but I'm not really concerned about this week. I'm concerned about a couple of years down the road.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
Left corporate America and a six-figure job a year ago. Started my own house rehab business. Have 10 rentals and an assisted living facility. Quadrupled my income. I work 2 days a week. Fish, hunt, golf, LDS, baby.
You deserve it. You put your cojones out there on the chopping block. You walked away from the easy money. And you took a risk, and it's paying off. You fish and hunt and golf all you want to, and let that rent money just flow in. Cha-ching. Nice job.
Got my friend from Jersey coming in for 4 days and all the blue chews you can have.
Yeah, that's LDS. What I'm saying. That's
blue chew it and do it,
BlueChew.com, promo code 610. Turn your little fella into a raging beast.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
If you don't smile when you're driving down the road in Houston, Texas, when you hear chew it and do it, you ain't living right. I'm going to tell you, if you don't chuckle out loud at that hill, you got some problems. Going bowling in Baytown so I can beat Rich and Clint combined.
Oh. We should auction off a spot for a listener to bowl against you guys. Just got a call from the old lady saying she's hungry for some anteater. Life doesn't suck.
Oh, here's it. Somebody took an old 920 flight last week. Took a 920 flight out to Vegas last Thursday and stayed in the Aria for the NCAA conference tournaments.
Yeah.
Sportsbook was nuts, so I'm assuming maybe that's where we go. We stay in the Aria. The guys, I'm sure that's where we'll end up. Took the 6 a.m. flight back to Houston that Sunday to see George Strait. You're going to have a blast. Life doesn't suck.
What a weekend.
What a weekend.
That is.
I did do this last weekend, though, fellas. I didn't tell y'all about it. I did Friday night Cody Johnson, which I'm a big Cody Johnson
Remember
fan.
That. We were with you on Friday.
Saturday, I had a little cousin come in who is really, really close to his dad and his uncle and my brother. We were all four horsemen. We were really, really tight. So he's really close cousin. Huge crawfish boil all day long.
Oh, that's beautiful.
George Strait Sunday.
That's a good weekend, man.
Life doesn't suck.
That
is a good weekend.
And then I'm going to hit a little Vegas tonight.
Yeah, you're living right, dude. Damn. Life doesn't suck for you.
But fair, baby.
How many pounds did you throw down?
I ate at least 10. Okay. I'm a 10-pound guy.
Yeah, wow. I am too.
Rich, you think you could eat 10 pounds of crawfish?
I wouldn't eat one crawfish.
Good gosh, Rich. You're really putting some strain on our relationship,
Rich. You're
Rich.
Fixing to get your lips slapped
no
off
Mexican
your face.
Pizza, no crawfish.
Not a crawfish
what
guy.
What in the hell?
If you're guys
you know, my philosophy. I've told
your folks
Sean this.
Go wrong, Rich?
I've told Sean this. My philosophy on crawfish is this. Why would you eat crawfish when you can eat shrimp?
Did you hear what he just said, Clint?
That don't even make no damn sense. Why would you eat pot roast when you can eat cheese balls or whatever the hell it was Sean had? I mean, I do both. There's a place in Baytown that it's a feast. It's 6 pounds of crawfish, 1 pound of shrimp, sausage, potatoes. It's killer.
What he just said is, why not do both, Rich?
Yeah.
I get it.
Rich, have you ever had a crawfish?
Once. Wasn't too crazy about it.
How old were you?
I was an adult.
But yeah, hell, you've been an adult for a long time, Rich.
This is true. Somewhere between 20 and 99 years.
Hey, you've been of an adult age for a long time. I don't know.
It's true.
You got to be kidding me. We got to get you involved in some crawfish.
It's probably been a long time
man.
Ago.
Does Jenny like crawfish?
She's nuts about it. She's a 3-pounder.
See there?
She can knock off 3 pounds.
Okay.
She's not bad.
Boy, I could have took that in so many directions.
I know. I'll wait till the text message
she's
page.
She's a 3-pounder.
Yeah, she's been wanting a 10-pounder her whole life.
Hi, guys. Love the show. I'm Jim. I just made $1 billion. LDS. Nice to know Jim Crane's listening to the show.
Hey, thanks for the idea, guys.
Oh,
can you imagine Jim Crane's driving his car? He's like, wow, I hadn't thought of that. Maybe I should sell this team.
Went to the doctor. No signs of anal fissures.
Oh.
LDS.
Oh, is that from Kazmatsui?
Was it Kazmatsui? It was Kazmatsui.
Kazmatsui had the anal fissures back in the day.
Yeah.
We're doing Life Doesn't Suck. Text him in 713-572-4610. We'll do these for a few more minutes.
What are y'all talking about?
Kazmatsui, a former, second baseman for the Astros, He was another big ticket signing by Drayton McClain.
What term are you using after that?
Anal Fishers. He went on the disabled list or something. Yeah. He was sidelined with what was described as anal fissures.
They're like upscale hemorrhoids.
Upscale hemorrhoids.
Well, a fissure's a crack, right? That wasn't a pun. I promise.
Hey, Rich, there ain't no way in hell you didn't Google that and know exactly what it is.
No, a fissure. No, I know the definition of fissure.
Don't Google it because they'll always have that little strip of pictures right there. You don't want to see that.
Anal fissure. Y'all just had a very general, just kind of a matter-of-fact conversation about a second baseman's anal fissures. I mean, what the hell is wrong with you guys?
It was in the headlines.
I don't even know what that is, man.
It was. It's a big story.
I'm with you, Rich. Yeah. Crawfish is overrated. It's all about the party. And that's, I acknowledge that. The whole crawfish boil thing.
How about y'all go eat some shrimp together and let me have all the crawfish?
It's a great social experience. I admit that. I'll sit there with all the people wolfing down the crawfish and drink my cold beer and commiserate anytime.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it. Bought a company several years ago, got a good deal on it. Now it's worth three times what I paid. Don't tell anyone, but I'm about to cash in. LDS signed.
Don't tell anyone. We're only reading it on the radio. Don't tell anyone.
I love that Jim Crane is texting our show.
Absolutely. Got a settlement from a car accident that caused my wife to go into labor early. Baby's perfect today. Life doesn't suck.
God, that's like something out of Grey's Anatomy. No. That's crazy.
Getting off the hook. Going to celebrate with a little rub and tug. LDS, our craft. That one's still sticking around, huh, boys?
Well, there was news yesterday.
We'll see.
Just found out it's not illegal to feed an anteater Blue Chew, LDS.
There ain't no doubt about that.
It's not at all. It's not at all.
Just had a baby girl who's healthy as can be. Life doesn't suck.
That's good. That's
awesome.
Good.
Hey, Clint, where's that crawfish place in Baytown?
Hideaway. Crawfish Hideaway. Last exit before you hit the river. You're heading on Interstate 10 East. Last exit before you hit the river. Take a left. Right there on your right. Can't miss it.
That's the place to
go. There's as many Ford extended cab pickup trucks on big wheels as you've ever seen in one place.
Nice.
As many as you've ever seen in one place, Jim.
Clint, you asked for it. My girlfriend's husband hates crawfish, but she can take more than 3 pounds. LDS.
The Texers are on today.
Hey, you set it up, man. Hey, look. Totally. You'd prefer shrimp. And then she's a 3-pounder. That just ain't. You're flirting with all kind of disasters.
This is a fair point. Crawfish is good, but it's a high effort food. It is an inefficient food. The amount of food you get for the amount of effort, but the effort is it's the social aspect of sitting there peeling crawfish and drinking the beer with it.
I've heard it's definitely the party. It's definitely a little bit of a you got to put a little more effort into it than most. But I mean I'll say that a steak, there's a lot of effort put into a steak. Hell, you got to sit over and cook it. You got it's
That's
all
true.
This other stuff. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make an argument about anything.
I'm an attorney. Got a 40% fee on an accident that caused a woman to go into labor.
All right, we need one more here to drop the mic, and then we're a couple minutes from getting out of here. Let's see.
Clint and Sean ganging up on old man Rich, making me laugh out loud on the drive home, LDS.
We're not ganging up. We just both like crawfish, and Rich has had one crawfish in his whole life. Like,
thank you, Cougar Mike.
Not a
sticking
pound.
Up for me.
Rich has eaten one crawfish. His name was Harold, and he peeled him and he ate him.
With Mexican peaches. Man,
Rich, do you not like it because of the little black line that goes across the back of the crawfish?
No, they have that in shrimp, too. Yeah. By the way, of course, you know what that is.
It's feces, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying. No, that's in shrimp too.
All right, we'll drop the mic on that one about me and Clint ganging up on him. Hey, let me just say, old man Rich has done the entire show today from his phone, and let me say how proud I am.
Oh, that's some sort of technological achievement.
Rich, you know how you are with your computer. Rich, you cling to that computer. When you said you're going to do the show from your phone, I was proud of you. I was like, look at Rich doing the show from his phone. You're doing Life Doesn't Suck from your phone,
I am,
Rich.
Yes.
This is a big step. All right. We're about out of time. We got a minute or so to go. Clint, good luck in Vegas this weekend.
Thank you, man. I'm going to need you to send me all your picks. Hell, after you hit on Yale Vermont.
I'm going to be 3-0.
I can see that Marquette 5 over Murray State 12 over Marquette 5. I can see you being sharp enough to make that decision. the Yale and who the Belmont?
Yale LSU. Yale and LSU, yeah.
No, I mean, you done won money on Yale and Belmont.
I did today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lord,
yeah.
I need some chicks.
All right, I'm going to text you. When I make picks, I'll text them to you.
All right, you can
make them from the sports.
When you're acting slovenly in Las Vegas, I'll be honing my bowling game.
I don't even know what that means.
While you sleep. Rich bowls.
Hey, I got zero worries. Hey, if I can't beat a man at bowling that doesn't eat crawfish and doesn't eat Mexican pizzas, hey, hell, I deserve to be made fun of on the radio. God dang.
God, think about how much heat there is between the two of you right now.
This one right here can eat 10 pounds of crawfish, too. Like,
really?
Yep.
She can get after it, huh? Nice.
No doubt. All
nice.
Day.
Nice. That's the nicest Uber ride in the city right now.
Yeah,
right
on
there.
Call, baby.
Clint's girlfriend just got here, for those wondering. All right, so we're about out of time. Clint, good luck in Vegas this
weekend,
buddy.
Yeah, Rich, have a good time.
Rich, we'll be at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd tomorrow.
Cecil Shorts at 3, John McClain at 4.
At 4:20, yeah, so it's going to be a great show tomorrow.
Man, Cecil's in. Prayers up for his little man.
Yeah,
that's
who's
right.
Doing well.
Absolutely. Well. The reports are good on Montana. We're very happy about that.
Very happy about that. So we hope to see all of you tomorrow out at Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. Until then, enjoy the basketball. All the basketball action will be here tonight, presented by Twin Peaks on Sports Radio 610. Have a great night, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.